Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up,
what up,
what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know.
If you know. What up, 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 dole? Let me cut my mic up. There we go. Cut my headphones up. What's good with y'all, man? If it's your first time listening to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, I'm your host, Amar Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me. I still got to get my mic situated. Yeah, man. Today's episode, we will be previewing the Who's first road game in the Tony Elliott era as they take on the Fighting Illini of Illinois. So this is, what episode is this? We up to episode 994. This is episode 994. We're almost to 1,000. The grind has been real. We're almost to our 1,000th episode. Before we get started, man, salute to the sponsors. Salute to Alcova Mortgage. Go to Alcova Mortgage. I always want to say the whole thing. Go to alcovahighlands.com. If you're in need of a loan, trying to refinance, or you just want to talk, as a young boy, say some chicken because you're just in the need of renovating or upgrading, holler at the good people at Alcova Mortgage. Go to alcovahighlands.com. Get the information, contact them, tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. Also, Able Insurance. Go to ableinsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Able Insurance, servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Billy and Charlene White, great people. Again, tell them the Ball Hawk sent you so you can save some money on your policy. All right, man, before we get this podcast started, I was in the vibe for something different. All my old school folks, I ain't calling y'all old, I said old school folks, they're gonna appreciate this song right here, man. We're gonna take you back to the late 80s right here. See if y'all know anything about this. This was gonna set the tone for this podcast episode.
Rock chemistry.
That's how we feeling today, man. The golden era of hip-hop. Eric B and Rakim. We're going to let it ride for a little while. You know, we got to get the blood flowing. A lot of y'all in the gym. You driving. You getting ready. Let this touch your soul right here.
Follow me into a solo, get in the flow.
Yeah.
And you can picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break.
Remember
last, and I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deepest x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard. Flip it, now it's a daily word.
Yeah.
I can get iller than armor, kill it, bomb, but no alarm. Rock him or remain calm. Self-esteem make me super.
For all you young boys out here that love lyricism, this the godfather of true lyricism. I know you got the KRS-Ones and the Curtis Blows, but this dude right here, this is where your Jay-Z's and all them and the Nas's and the Jada Kisses. even the Kendrick Lamars and the J. Coles. He is the godfather straight punching your face off with lyrics. Let's go.
Before a microphone, still I've been. This was a tape. I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I want to see them keep following and swallowing. Taking the bait, biting, falling. Brothers tried and others died to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat. You still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen. Stiff as if you're posing. Digging through my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small, the balls of clay. Astray into the Milky Way. Girls out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a saddle.
He ain't even took a breath yet. He is holding his breath the whole time. He a Navy SEAL.
I stop and turn around and look at the stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the awe. This is a lesson, if you're guessing, if you're borrowing, hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Rock chemistry. Follow the leader. Oh, we got another one. Hey, hey, here we go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, YouTube. You gotta mute this. Sorry, YouTube. Mute YouTube. You gotta mute this. I don't care. I really don't care. I really don't care.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. Uh-huh. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Yeah. Music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. Yeah. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool. Cause I don't get upset.
What you do? What you do?
I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet.
Back to the lab without a mic to grab.
So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if a brother's done. Get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette.
Know what I mean? What I'm raging. I mean.
Open up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction.
Magnetized
by the mixing. Vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no. Volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide, the invincible microphone, fiend rock him. Spread the word, cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T.
A smooth operator operating correctly.
But back to the problem, I gotta have it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on, man. If you don't know who that is, you need to go know. Okay? Spotify, iTunes, you don't want to pay no money. Just go to YouTube. Just muted all that, probably, if I upload it to YouTube. Just search Airbnb Rakim and let it ride. All the albums. That was ridiculous. Man, matter of fact, hold up.
Prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin. I fiend for a microphone like heroin.
Okay. That's enough. But that's enough. You do it too much, Rakim. And for the folks that don't know, the DJ was listed first. Like DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. The DJ was listed first. Okay? So Eric B is not Rakim. So the dude with the mic, don't think that was Eric. Don't think that, oh, that's Eric B, sure can rap. No, that's Rakim. Because I know when I was young, I made that mistake. I want to help y'all out. But enough of that, man. Let's go ahead and get into this preview, man, of the fight in the line. Now, let's go over who they have on the team, the schemes that they run, what the Who's have to do in order to be victorious in Champaign, Illinois. What type of background music did I need today? Hold on. Let me see what I need today. Hold on what I need today. Day. Uh-oh, there's something wrong. Here we go. All right, so check this out, man. Is this your first time listening? If you are a Fighting Illini fan, man, welcome to the podcast. You know, I keep it straight down. I'm not super biased. I give a true breakdown of your team. I give you your flowers because in competition, you got to respect your opponent. And I always try to make sure I respect the opponent. So let's look at the tail of the tape. And I had it. Had to save because the Who's only played one game, so The tailor to take for them is a little different. So the Lionine played two games, the Hoos played once. But, you know, we still like to say what the superlatives are, what's the statistical matchup. So, UVA is unbeaten. They only played one game. They defeated Richmond last week. And then you got the Lionine 1-1. They just lost to Indiana last week in the barn burner. Points per game, UVA averages 34 points per game. And Illinois averaged 29. Rushing yards a game. After that one game, Richmond, UVA averages 259 yards. The Fighting Illini. I'm going to say Fighting Illini because I know they're going to kill me if I say Illinois or Illinois. I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to just say Fighting Illini. The Fighting Illini, after two games, they averaged 237 yards rushing a game. After two games, 237 yards rushing, passing yards a game. UVA averages 246. That's just one game. And the Fighting Illini averaged 224.5. Total offense, 505 yards a game. Again, UVA's only played one game. The Fighting Illini, they averaged 461.5 yards a game after their game versus Wyoming and Indiana, respectfully, man. So here's the thing about the Fighting Illini. It all starts with their running back, Chase Brown, number two, who is a bona fide stud. Lotto stud. No, he can run the rock. Last year's game, and let's go to last year's. But last year's game, he only had seven carries. That's because our offense came out and scored in the first two possessions, and they got away from what they really wanted to do. And we made them throw the ball over 40 times, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all can hear the papers in the background because I thought I had it teed up to discuss last year's game. But I got so many papers with me and they got lost in the shuffle. But anyway, I remember offhand, UVA came out, scored first possession, got a stop, then scored on the next possession and pretty much got them out of what they wanted to do. So that's why Chase only had seven carries, but he did score. You know, he did have a rushing touchdown, seven carries, 41 yards for what it's worth. So that's still impressive. That's 5.9 yards a carry. The Fighting Illini not only ran the ball 27 times last game that they played UVA last year. UVA actually ran the ball more than they did, but they had the ball a lot more also. But back to Chase Brown, man. This young man he's jumped out there. He had 199 yards rushing last week on 36 carries, and then he had 151 yards on just 19 carries versus Wyoming. Brown is the first FBS player to rush for 150-plus in the first two games of the season since Juwan Washington of San Diego State in 2018. Brown is aiming to become the first Big Ten running back to rush for 150-plus in the team's first three games since Iowa's Fred Russell did it in 2002. That's 20 years ago. Brown last season had 223 yards rushing at Penn State. And last year, that was the most ever by an opponent at Beaver Stadium and the fourth most ever against Penn State. So he could play. I really like what I see out of him. Sudden quickness. They also have another running back, Josh McCray. Even last year, he ran for a career best 156 on 24 carries versus Purdue. And he had a lot of yards after contact. Of the 156, he had 144 after contact in that game versus Purdue. So they have a two-handed monster if they need to, but Brown can carry the load. Like, he's nice. Short, compact, powerful in the sense to where you just can't try to arm tackle him. He'll run through you. And he got a gear where he goes bye-bye. He got a bye-bye gear, okay? He ain't throwing up no deuces because he don't do that. But he got a bye-bye gear. So if we don't get him down quick, fast, in a hurry, it's going to be bye-bye. You can see butt cheeks and elbows because he's going to be bye-bye. And they got a big offensive line that would get nasty on you too. Them offensive linemen put hats on hats. Go out there and think you're going to peak. They're going to knock your earlobe off. These some big man pajamas. You got Adams. He's 6'5", 315. Chrysler, he's 6'6", 330. And then the El Capitan for their squad, Mr. Alex Parcheske, 6'6", 315. This dude has 56 career starts. He's only 5 games away from tying the Big Ten record for most starts in Big Ten history. He was all Big Ten honorable mention last year. Yeah, they got some guys up front. Alec Filstrom, he's 6'6", 305. He's a biggin'. Julian Pearl, 6'6", 315. Jordan Slaughter, 6'5", 325. So looking at the offensive line, they had Parcheske was honorable mention last year. I think he was the only one. But then you had guys transferring. They was decorated from where they transferred from, too. So, and they'll use 6 offensive linemen. They've done that before. They had 6 offensive linemen in at once. So don't be surprised you see 6 of them out there blocking, getting nasty. Illinois' last season was 4-0 when they ran the ball 46-plus times. 46-plus times. To put it in perspective, let's see how many times they done ran the ball each game. Well, we know they lost versus Indiana. They ran the ball 54 times. So that was the first time that they lost when running the ball more than 46 times. They ran the ball 54 times versus Indiana, and they ran the ball 41 times versus Wyoming. Both games, they've ran the ball more than they've thrown. Versus Wyoming, they were super balanced, 41 rushes to 40 pass attempts. Versus Indiana, they were more run than pass, 54 rush attempts to 36 pass attempts, and I think they became a little bit predictable, but with that being said, the turnovers killed them versus Indiana. They turned the ball over 4 times because they controlled that game. They really controlled that game. Of course, that's what turnovers do. Turnovers keep your opponents in striking distance. And, you know, salute to Indiana for moving the ball down the field. Some controversial calls that you can see going like some home cooking. But outside, receiver-wise, they got a dynamic receiver, man. He's a former quarterback. Isaiah Williams, if you remember last year, he got loose a little bit in space. I think what killed him last year were drops versus us. Because guys were getting open. But just last game, he had 9 catches for 112 yards, some big catches. They use him similar to how we used Billy Kemp. They got him in the slot. Some jet sweeps, some bubble screens, working in the slot. He'll run some bang aches. He'll run some sail routes, some Dino routes, which is a post-corner post. But he's electrifying. Like, he's their fastest player. Like, Chase Brown is fast, but he don't look faster than Isaiah Williams. Isaiah Williams could pick him up and put him down. They got other receivers as well that I want to share with you guys. I just want to be locked in on one guy. Brian Hightower, watching him on film, is a big body, 6'3", 215, can run after the catch. He had a nice little sight adjustment off a cat blitz from the corner versus Indiana, and he just ran through the safety and scored. He made another great catch that they said was incomplete. He mossed the cat, but he's good in his own right. On the season, he has 75 yards, on 8 receptions and a touchdown. Pat Bryan, another big body receiver for them. 6'3", 195. He has 5 catches, 87 yards, and a touchdown. So everybody else but Isaiah is like, well, Hank Betty's 5'11". But it's 6'3", 6'3". Jonah Morris, 2 catches, 18 yards. He's 6'4". Casey Washington is 6'2", 200 pounds. Isaiah's the jitterbug, 5'10", 180. And I said Hightower was 6'3", 215. So that's their offensive weapons and linemen. Looking at the signal caller, Tommy DeVito transferred from Syracuse. You know, started there in 2019. Had a, you know, it was efficient. 19 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions. 2,300 yards, but it's not like he was turning the ball over in a lot. This season for Illinois, 426 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, 66% completion rate, which is a career high for him right now. He's been sacked 3 times. Mobile enough. Mobile enough. Like, he can get out the pocket. So their offense is potent, but it starts up front with the offensive line, and 2 is the engine. But if you get low to sleep and you try to load the box up, they're going to get number 1 in space. And, like, you better tackle. What we saw versus Richmond with the inside zone, they're going to use it. And then they do that double pull, that belly, the little counter belly action where they pull the guard and the tackle. Basically what we saw North Carolina run against us last year, that is hell to pay because it's a lot of trains on the train track that's pulling. And it's important for our defense to see ball, hit ball, tackle ball. That's the most important thing, tackle. Last week, we played very vanilla. We were super, super vanilla. This week, you can't be 5 yards off the ball as a backer. You got to be up in there, ready to hunt. Can't let them tandem block you. You can't let – it can't be a showing. Well, I ain't even going to do that. I can't lump this team in with last year's team. As far as like, you can't do this, you can't do that, because that was last year's team, different coaching, different scheme. So let me take that out, get that out of my mind. But yeah, we definitely got to get off blocks, be violent with our hands, hand placement, inside man wins, get your hand inside, extend, find the ball, do your job, gap integrity. But when you see ball, you got to hit ball. You got to go. You can't wait. If you wait, it's too late. And you need to have 3 hats around the ball versus this kid. This kid is a special running back. He's a special back. Like, he can go. And what I like about him is he's patient, but he keeps his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage. So even though he's a smaller back, he's not just trying to bounce everything out. No, he want to get downhill because he has a burst that can get up on you. And he has a nice little dead leg move to where he doesn't lose speed. He get a little two-piece, pop, pop, and he not losing speed. He coming at you. He's not stopping and getting high and shaking you. He's coming towards you, giving you a little 1-2. You want Popeye's biscuit or you want KFC biscuit? Or you want Raising Cane's sauce? Well, here you go. And then he gone. So offensively, you got to stop Brown. And then if you force him into passing situations, be sound. And coverage. Understand they're going to utilize Isaiah Williams in space. Alert motion. Don't get lulled to sleep just because they do jet motion. Don't feel like you got a trigger and then they fake it and they hit you with a big play. Here's the thing about them. They want to control the clock. But what's demoralizing is if a team that wants to be clock dominant and possess the ball for long periods of time, you got to stop them in the red zone. So if you want to have the bend but don't break mentality, that's fine. But once they get to the 20, you got to bow up. You can't let them have 10-plus play drives and score 7 or 6 because, you know, you still need an extra point. What's demoralizing to an offense if they dominate and come away with just 3? And that's what that happened versus Indiana. They would dominate the possession, get nice methodical drives, and had to settle for 3. And then if you're the offense, if you could come right back, of course you want to score Early in the game, you got to get it how you can. But as the game progresses, and if you feel like the defense is doing bend but don't break, sustaining long drives but holding the three, now the offense got to repay the favor and keep Illinois' defense on the field. Illinois' defense, they haven't been on the field a lot this year just because of the time of possession. It's been so dominant for them. If I could just share with you the time of possession discrepancy this year, and that's a salute to Illinois and just their ball control and what their head coach wants to do. That's his MO. He wants to control the line of scrimmage. He want to be nice and physical. He want to make you tap out. That's their motto. Man, oh man, you going to tap out. No wonder I couldn't find. I'm looking at our stats. So we look at time of possession. That's what I get, man, for trying to do two things at once. I should have just had Illinois out here by itself. Hope I'm saying y'all name right. Don't kill me. So the first game versus Wyoming, 36 minutes and 36 seconds for the Fighting Illini. Wyoming had the ball 23 minutes, 24 seconds. Then you got a 36-33, so basically 3 seconds off from what they had their first game to 23-27. So on the season, they've had the ball for 73 minutes and 9 seconds. Their opponents have had the ball for 46 minutes and 51 seconds. So that's almost a full quarter per game. 13 minutes and 12-second difference. The first game, 13 minutes and 6 seconds. The second game, a whole quarter is 15 minutes. So you basically got the ball an extra quarter. Whew. Sheesh. That's tough. Now, if you're Virginia and they're successful scoring points, does the offense feel like they got to keep up? So, like, if you get down 14-0, do you start pressing? Are you not going to take what the defense is going to give you anymore? Because we're going to talk about their defense soon. Like, that's the pressure a methodical rushing offense can do to the opposing offense. Can make them press, because our offense did that to their offense last season. Scoring on the first two possessions, scoring pretty quickly, caused them to feel like they got to keep pace. We can't let the game get away from us because they scoring in bunches. You know, last year, the first possession was 4 plays, 75 yards. The final line I went 3 and out. Then UVA got the ball back, went 4 plays, 80 yards and a touchdown. The next possession, 3 and out. UVA went 10 plays, 50 yards, and had to settle for a field goal, which they missed. If I'm not mistaken, they missed that field goal. Yep, we missed that field goal. They got it to 14-7, got it to 21-7, and it was 21-14. Then UVA scored 9 plays, 75-yard drive, then 3 and out. Nine-play drive, touchdown, then 6 plays. And you get the point. So offensively, Illinois, they pose a big problem. A big problem. Conversely, on the defensive side of the ball, 3-4 look. Got some nice defensive linemen that get after you. Guys got skills, man. Nice size. They can hunt. They can definitely hunt. Keith Randolph Jr. was a 2021 All Big Ten honorable mention. They got Newton. They got some players, man, up front. Like, they can rush. Those guys can just rush. Oh, another thing. The Illini tight ends got good size. They haven't really featured them that much this year. I think it's three of them. They got 1, 2. They got 5 catches between the three of them, but don't sleep. Can't sleep. The Illini linebackers, they active, man. They run around. They run around. Now, it got me thinking, like, because I'm looking – Is it a three? Are they running some? I mean, they'll man up. They would just man up. Like, if you got four receivers, they manning up. You know, they had to bring an extra DB in, but they man. Like, you got just balance, just twins on both sides. They coming to play man. They may have a free safety. He might be in the box. They might be zero. That's one thing about them. Last year, we saw a 4-2-5 from them. Versus Indiana and Wyoming, I think I pretty much saw just a 3-4. Maybe they just subbed in the nickel, but they still had three. They always have five guys at the line of scrimmage. Last year, they gave us a 4-2-5 look. This year, it's five guys at the line of scrimmage. It's two backs on the outside, three down linemen. And you may, you know, it might be the two middle backers, but they're going to come after you. Point blank, period. The first game, Wyoming couldn't throw the ball in them, but they were a little successful running the football. But, you know, the game was ugly. It was 38-6. Wyoming ran for 182 on 31 carries. It was 5-for-20 passing for just 30 yards. Then you go to Indiana game. They shut Indiana's run game down. 26 carries for 32 yards, but Indiana threw for 330 on 52 passing attempts. This is going to be something where if we got really BITN, best in the nation, if our receivers are really best in the nation, and the team going to play man-to-man versus you, this is what you want. This is what you want. You should feel like you shouldn't be able to play man versus me. Chase Brown, twin brother, is one of the safeties back there. He's a good ball player. I like their corners too, man. They pattern read well. You could get in with double moves, but they'll hit you. They compete. They got nice speed on them, nice size. You got Sidney Brown. He was their leading tackler last year. He was a 2021 All Big Ten honorable mention last year. Kendall Smith, Witherspoon last year was a 2021 All Big Ten honorable mention last year. He led the team with 9 pass breakups. They got some guys that could get after it back there, and I know I left names out, but I don't want this pregame to be too long, this preview to be too long. But what I feel like, so here's the keys to the game for the Cavaliers versus the Fighting Illini. Very good football team. Oh, yeah, I respect them. They're a good football team. Very good football team. You know how people hang on every word, so you say very good. They ain't that good. I mean, they good, but I wouldn't call them very good. So they're a good football team. They're good up front on both sides. Like, in the trenches, they're good. Running back, great. Quarterback, solid. Because he's so great, you haven't seen if DeVito can really be more than solid. I ain't trying to find out this game either. Receiver-wise, Lil One is like a little superstar. But those other guys, they're complimentary. They can get the job done too. So they're dangerous. You just can't load the box and feel like, oh, we're just going to dare you to throw and ain't got nothing. What worries me is their best receiver is in the slot. Our best DB, it's on the island outside. We're not moving him. And it's like the pros where your best DB going to move inside. So that's what's worrisome to me. The slot is dang. Like, if you can put your best receiver in the slot, that's a danger to defenses. Period. Because it dictates a lot. You're going to show your hand. What I will say is you better get up there and put your paws on him. Don't feel like you're going to pattern read, little buddy. He's going to put you in the blender all day long. You got to confront him. You got to roll up. If you're going to play catch man, once he close your cushion, you better put that hand on him and bring him to you. Don't push him away because he's going to run away. But yeah, so if you really look at it, Chase Brown averages 175 rushing yards a game. We gave up as a team to Richmond 170 yards rushing. So he averages more than what we gave up in one game last week. So we know the concern is what? Stop the run. And they know that. So they're going to come out more balanced like they did versus Wyoming. Wyoming, they were really balanced, like 10 and 10 the first start, like 10 runs, 10 throws. Whether it's slip screens, bubble screens, slants, arrow routes, like quick stuff. Like that's the thing. When you got a good running game, hit them with the quick stuff because you know the backer's going to come up. Attack the middle of the field quick, quick, boom, get the ball out, get the ball out, get the ball out. Now you guessing. Because we know we got to bring an extra safety down. You have to versus him. I don't feel like we could just win with our front versus their scheme and pulling the guard and the tackle. No. Mm-mm. On the flip side, yes, we got to establish the line of scrimmage. Yes, you can find running lanes. You want to be balanced in the sense and that you don't, like, they don't know what's coming. Last year, we attacked the seams with Jelani Woods, who was a leading receiver. We still got Keaton. We use him in that same type of role this year. Billy Kemp could definitely be somebody that could give them problems because he is in the slot. So they're using their safeties. They may bring a dime in. So, but if we go, you know, our four or five wide, you got Lavelle, Wicks, Keaton, Billy. You got those four out there. Lavelle's 6 foot over. He's 6'7". He didn't play last year. Now you put him in the slot. Keaton to the slot. I can see a lot of bunch. Because if they playing man, you want to see if you get him a same playing start and use some rub stuff. I'll go trips. I'll go a lot of trips with ISO. I'll take turns. ISO and Wicks on one side and ISO and Lavelle. And to be honest with you, I would rather have Lavelle by herself because I think Wicks would work better in tandem as far as with trips and running rub routes, meshes, sails, because they're going to try to press the point. And Wicks is like one of the best you'll see in college football getting off of jams. Like his release ability is top notch. Like just watch him when somebody's trying to press him. Good luck. I ain't saying that because he played for us. I'm just saying that as a former DB, like, good luck trying to press him. You may be up there and be able to shadow him and shuffle and then run with his inside hip, but if you're going to try to touch him, good luck. The boy could go. Brendan's going to have to be even more efficient, take what the defense gives him. Pocket mobility is going to be very important. I don't mean tucking in and running, but just sliding up in the gaps. Pitch and catch. They're going to probably have a spy. That's one more guy that's going to have to be in coverage. Find where the backer is at. Who's covering? Point them out. Is it an extra DB or they got a backer trying to cover? They may feel like the backer could cover Keaton. I know ain't no way in hell they think a backer going to check Billy Kemp. No disrespect to the young man. You may have a lot of ability, but I'll take four. I know. With the former player Lance, you probably feel like, oh, yeah, we got a chance with 99. He don't seem like, but he's sneaky, too. Sneaky, sneaky. That's where motion comes into play. If you feel like they're trying to bump somebody out, now we're going to start using some window dressing, start shifting, late motions, like some Zen. You start out wide, and you give me two little steps in, and boom, and you hit it. You're already inside that linebacker or that DB because they don't shuffle as fast as you do when you do a little short burst motion. But offensively, on the road, first road test, the crowd's against you. Very important. You got to score. You have to score coming out the gate. Have to score coming out the gate. You got to understand they're going to go on a run. They're at home. They run the football well. He's going to bust a couple. You got to rally and get him down. You got to corral him. Last time UVA faced a guy that was one of the leading rushers was, not last time, but the first time, and that was Durant from Duke. I ain't talking about BYU, dude. I ain't doing that. You just did, Petty Hawk. Oh, my bad. Can they hear me? Yes, they can hear you. But that's all I got for you, man. The Fighting Illini, good football team. Very good test for Tony Elliott and his staff for their first road game. I will be in attendance working on the sideline, you know, for the with the Virginia Sports Radio Network. My man John Freeman and Tony Covington, play-by-play and analyst. My man Vicente, the engineer, so salute to them. And salute to Brendan, man. Last game I didn't shout him out, man. Brendan Armstrong, he broke UVA's career total offensive record, 8,010 in week one versus Richmond. He is in striking distance for the program's career passing yards record and career touchdown mark. He needs 4 touchdown passes and 433 yards passed to eclipse both of those records. So that's all I got for y'all, man. Appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you go to Believe Network and run them numbers up for your boy. Shout out to all my people out there in the Sabre. My man Chris Wright. I got tongue-tied. I'm sorry. And everybody else on the media landscape, man, that's, you know, just helping share my platform. Definitely appreciate y'all. Hope you guys enjoy the walkthrough episode when you see that. You definitely like that. And go to AmonHawkins.com, man, if you want to hit me up directly. If you miss any of the walkthrough episodes this year and years past, every episode is on AmonHawkins.com, my website. Go there. And if you want to get to all my podcasts, go to AmonHawkins.com. The Believe Network link is there. It's on the picture. Once you click the podcast picture, it takes you right to Believe.com. That's BLEAV.com. All my episodes are there. And if you got iTunes, Spotify, it's still available there. So check that out. Again, salute to the sponsors, Abra Insurance and Alcova Mortgage. And that's all I got for y'all, man. I'm Jamaican now. And that's all I got for you, man. That's all I got for y'all, man. You know the motto, good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do, man. We prolific, so gifted. We the type that's going to go get it. I'm out of here. Peace.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.